USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia continues to bombard Chernihiv overnight. Mayor Vladislav Akroshenko was on CNN this morning.
Since the promises made by the Russian delegation about reducing the intensity of strikes on Kiev and Chernihiv, we have actually been observing an increase in the intensity of shelling and mortar attacks.
President Biden is preparing to order the release of up to 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in an effort to control prices that have spiked astronomically. The Biden administration continues to hate on President Trump after 45 reached out to Russian President Putin to release condemning information on Hunter Biden's shady business dealings in that part of the world. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
A talk show host is in more legal hot water.
The man behind the right-wing media company InfoWars, Alex Jones, was declared to be in contempt of court, according to a Connecticut judge. He was ordered to pay $25,000 per weekday for every day he refuses to submit a deposition. Jones was sued by several family members whose children were killed in a 2012 Connecticut shooting. A judge ruled in mid-November that he's liable for damages for defaming the families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre by calling them actors and the shooting a hoax. The judge didn't believe claims by Jones's lawyer that he was unable to attend the depositions on multiple occasions because of an illness. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Heavy weather is expected today, including tornadoes that could sprout up along the eastern United States from Florida to New York. Heads up. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As misinformation coming from mainstream media claiming the Hunter Biden laptop with incriminating evidence against the Biden family was Russian misinformation, the news networks are now backtracking that it's been revealed as authentic. Documents verified as authentic show the Biden family receiving tens of millions of dollars from Communist China. Tony Bobulinski held a press conference just before the 2020 general election, and unfortunately you were probably blocked from seeing the statement.
In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CEFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States. I was informed first by Gillier, and then by Hunter Biden, and by Rob Walker, who was working with the Bidens, that the Bidens wanted to form a new entity with CFC, which was to invest in infrastructure, real estate, and technology in the U.S. and around the world. And the entity would initially be capitalized with $10 million, and then grow to billions of dollars of investment capital.
A fast-erupting sunspot just hurled out a huge flare. A sun activity, officially known as AR-2975, sent out a powerful X-class flare that has already created a temporary blackout in shortwave radio signals in the Americas. More solar flare energy is expected to hit Earth throughout Thursday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.